the mines were working. The mines were working out by the turn of the 19th/20th century. Mm-hmm. They were actually working out of the mines then, and my dad said that when they were working out of the mines, they were producing 1,000 square yards of what they called best barns. Now, best barns were the best quality flags. They were flags that could be turned over and used on either side. And for every best barn, there would be about another 3 or 4 yards of stuff that wasn't as good. So they were producing 4,000 or 5,000 square yards of flags a month from the mines when they were actually working back out of the mines and taking out pillars that they left in. Because one of my dad's jobs when he first started work was to start the pumps from the mines, and they pump water out of the mines presumably for the saws. He would go 4 o'clock in the morning and start the pumps up, so to get the pumps going. But my dad can't remember the mines working. They were finished by the First World War. The mines were finished.
Mm.
But I can't remember anything being stored in those mines at all. In fact, access to the mouth of the mines was not in all cases, but generally access was difficult because they worked and they'd left spoil heaps around the edge of the mouth of the mine, and they were inaccessible. They weren't accessible by road or anything like that. You could get into them by walking, but you couldn't really get in. I can remember 3 kids getting lost in the mines. They were in the, I think when I'd left school to go to grammar school in the mid-50s, and I probably knew all of them because they probably went to Leven Green School, and they got lost in the mines in the mid-50s. They were in 2 or 3 days before they found them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd gone away in and got lost.
Was the mines worked as you would work a coal mine in the same
in
way?
A similar sort of way, yeah. Yeah, they would leave pillars of rock to hold the roof up. See, what they presumably started to mine it when the depth of the overburden became too great to remove. When they were having to shift 40 or 50 foot of overburden before they got to productive rock. It was expensive. You know, even then, it was expensive to do it. So they would start with a drift mine initially. They would go in from the edge. And then, eventually, they would put shafts down to take the stuff up, and the shafts would be 30, 40 foot deep, and they would be bricked. And the shafts, one of the shafts, I think, is still there. There were about 6 shafts on the moor, and they went right through the overburden, right through the sand rock, through the gritstone, through the shale, and into the rock. And they used to take the top, maybe, I don't know, 10 or 12 foot. They used to get, maybe it was the flag rock that they were getting then. Now, presumably, they probably just got the blocks, and then the blocks were taken out and worked when they got out. But it was obviously, you know, it was quite a dusty sort of job, because they were cutting this rock with picks, to which they were very close and breathing the dust in.